All right, let's go to Fantastic Friday Fan Feedback, and we'll start off with
Garrett in Dallas.
Yeah. Boy, that was low energy.
Good morning, y'all.
That was his third appearance on the show this morning.
Yeah, you were fake Susan Hawk
twice.
Fake Susan Hawk. There's another one that you did, too, that I didn't realize was you until today.
Don't know what you're talking about.
Uh-huh. Which one was it, though? It's one that Junior likes.
Which one is that?
I can't remember. I'll think of it. Go ahead, Garrett. Boris.
Bobcat, that was me. Remember that?
Yeah, it's hilarious.
No?
Okay. Anyways.
Gosh. You are so hostile. Yeah. Go ahead, Garrett. I appreciate you being a P1.
I appreciate you appreciating me. Gordon, I mean, going back to your obsession with tragedy, sex, and rock and roll, it's weird that we haven't done a deep dive into the Darlie Routier murder and trial.
It's Darlie Routier, I thought.
We've quick hit it several times. But yeah,
George, you watched that ABC special, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
And I have not seen that.
It's good.
I want to see it.
And there is some...
What are the thoughts of her mugshot? Is it
hot or not?
Genuine or what's that?
What do you mean her mugshot? What about her mugshot?
I don't know. She just looked. She looks kind of weepy, crying.
Okay, all right. He doesn't have much. But thank you for your call, Garrett. Yeah, I do want to revisit the Darlie Routier case, and it is strange that I haven't done a deep dive into that.
Yeah, it's because in our own backyard.
In our backyard. National case.
Terrible story. Golly.
Horrible story. But as that documentary pointed out, that there are some questions.
There's a few things that were weird, like the bloody sock that did not match her blood type, but it did match the blood type of, I believe, the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And that was found and just was not a part of the trial. That was found outside. There were a few other things I can't remember right now. And it was interesting. And did we all just convict her in the public
eye? She was convicted due to silly string.
The silly string thing?
Uh-huh. Absolutely. She was wearing jorts and spraying silly string on their graves. And that right there is what convicted her in, I think, everybody's opinion.
Yeah. Creepy story.
All right, let's go to
Randy in Alaska.
Ooh. From AK.
Hi,
Randy. Are you on alone right now?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm out here in the Kodak Islands.
Over okay, fake boys. Randy White.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I heard you boys talking about Mike Tyson fighting that great white shark this morning. Let me know when he wants to fight one of these grizzly bears up here, all right? I've been up here fighting them for 2 days. I've been trying to steal the steaks off of you damn old grills.
Hmm. What's happening?
But,
I don't know. He keeps coming back.
Jer's right. Jer's right.
All right, let's go to...
Oh, we got Kevin. Oh, I'm sorry. We have Jeremy in Roanoke.
Jeez Louise. Hi, Jeremy.
Hey, boys. Thank you for your courage this morning. I just want to ask you a question. I got kicked out of Costco earlier for my facial covering. They said it wasn't sufficient. I had a ball gag and a scuba mask. My nose was covered and my mouth was covered. I want to know why the hell I was kicked out.
Let's go to...
We got Kevin in Alabama.
Alabama.
No chance of momentum.
Morning, boys.
Hey,
Kevin. I have a question about your nicknames, or at least some of them. You got great nicknames. You got Lady Junes. You got Oswald Lover. You got
what?
Joyce Dernham. So my question is for International Chirp Chirp. How did you get the nickname Jub or Jub Jub?
You know, I've been asked that like 5 times here in the last 2 days. And I guess it's because we did the Hey Jub Is My Chicken Ready story yesterday. Best I can remember, it was Gordon calling me that one day just randomly.
Yeah.
Saying, oh, what about Jub Jub over there? And we all thought it was funny, and it just stuck.
That's true.
Where'd you get it from?
I have no idea. Although, after I started calling you that, there were people who sent me...
Jub bird?
Yeah, like that must be what it was from, because we had to learn Lewis Carroll's Jabberwocky, I think, when I was in high school.
Okay.
And it's in that, it says, beware the Jub-Jub bird. And something the Frumious Bandersnatch. I remember that, too. Lewis Carroll was a crazy guy.
Can you get her real quick?
What? What did he say?
Something about real quick.
Was he yelling at somebody in his house? Like,
give me some caramel real quick.
Nobody needs caramel real quick.
All right, let's go to.
We got John in Dallas.
John in Dallas. Yes.
Gentlemen, good morning to you. Morning. Gordo, I've always found how you have spoken about your late father very moving and interesting, and how that impacted you. And my father was a man of the cloth as well. Is any of your father's sermons or recordings online so we could?
Oh, good question.
Kind of see where you come from.
Yeah, Junior, did we ever put our Father's Day interviews online? Those may be on Unticket. I'm not sure.
That's a good one. I don't know. Maybe. Should.
But that was a great Father's Day show that we did. Was that part of our live Father's Day show?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, and so Junior and I went and interviewed each other's father to get the behind-the-scenes story on our partner on air.
It was
really good. It was great. I sat down with your dad for a few hours. You sat down with mine for a few hours, and we played, 10 minutes of each one of those.
Yeah.
And hopefully those are online. I'll check and see if they are. Good question, though.
Mm-hmm.
We need to do another Father's Day show. We should have done one this year surrounding Father's Day, where we do a whole show dedicated to things about being a father or, our own fathers. That's such a thing that affects our audience, so...
I should play this. I saved it. So my dad, who's still with us, he'll be 88 next month. He's doing great. He's still sharp.
By the way, he's the winner. Parental survival.
He's doing great, but it's funny to hear him talk about modern technology. So he left me a voicemail. I'll do this next week. I'll play it. But to hear him try to give me his friend's email address... is hilarious. He refers to it as, this is Steve's Houston email address.
His Houston email address.
Like Norm, he had the...
yes. Right. So there's a Houston lot of email address. And let me get it here.
My dad went through this...
www.
My dad went through this world without having a computer or a cell phone.
He never had a computer.
He passed in 2004.
Yeah. Right before it all exploded.
When did he retire?
Oh, gosh. 90s.
And he never used a computer in his business.
No.
I think that's pretty unusual.
Yeah. He did a lot of estimating and a lot of business talk.
Because even my grandfather, who ran his own lumber business, he got into computers, I guess, in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, my dad was in insurance, and in their offices, they used computers, starting at least in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I bet you they were using them in the... 60s and 70s too, form of them
maybe,
but that's an unusual note about that's just about an that? Amazing note that you shared there, Giorgio. All right, that's enough for Fantastic Friday fan feedback.
All right, Gordo, thank you. That's the corner for another